Hello and welcome to our case study series for Chapter 2, an introduction to careers in the psychological sciences. My name is Dr. Nancy Hoare. I'm a registered psychologist and a senior lecturer in the School of Counselling and Psychology at the University of Southern Queensland. We are going to present some scenarios that represent typical career questions that prospective or current students may have about studying psychology. My colleague is Dr. Jennifer Luke, who is a career development practitioner with USQ's Careers and Employability Service. And Jennifer's also a researcher at USQ.
Hello, Nancy, and hello, everybody.
Thank you, Jennifer, for joining us. The people in the case studies are fictitious and all the names are pseudonyms, but the issues presented are drawn from real issues that have been presented by people who have sought careers counselling. This case study is focusing on Carly, who is 19 years of age. Carly just returned from a gap year of travel after high school, and she's now wanting to apply for a university degree, but she's unsure if she should be focusing on psychology or counselling. As a trained musician, Carly has known many professional musicians who have struggled with mental health, and this has led her to wanting to focus on this area in her career. So Carly is seeking a greater understanding of the difference between a mental health counsellor and a psychologist. So Jennifer, career development wise, how could we assist Diana?
Now, in this case, Nancy, with this particular student, so Carly has provided a lot of information already and disclosed her reasons for why she's wanting to study. So she's mentioned that she is a trained musician, and she's also very aware of mental health as she's seen it impacting on a lot of her colleagues in the field. So she has provided that influence and that motivation. She's been very open and she's explained that. So really here, it's not so much about then sitting down with Carly and continuing to ask about those influences, because she has been very open already. The first thing then after that is to get her to start doing what we call occupational research. And what we mean by that is to start looking at information that provides a lot more context about what is a psychologist, what is a counsellor, and the pathways you can go there, because that's where she is at this moment, wanting to know, is that she really wants to be able to provide that assistance in mental health. She's just not too sure whether it's a counsellor or a psychologist. So the thing here would be to get her to first have a look at the professional associations or the professional bodies for both in psychology and counselling. So you have the APS, the Australian Psychological Society website, and also the ACA, which is the Australian Counselling Association website. Both of them would be very good places for her to go and investigate, because both of them provide overviews of their professions. And it's also where she can find out exactly what it means to be a psychologist and also what it means to be a counsellor and the different areas that you can specialise in either of those. And so then it would also be able to provide her information about what are the pathways, both study and career-wise. So as you would know, Nancy, it's so important to understand that study pathway, whether it's counselling or psychology. So it's finding out, well, what do you need to study? What are the qualifications? How long is it going to take? So Carly would need to weigh up, is she going to study full-time or is she going to study part-time? How long is that going to take? And also, what are those career options and pathways? And so with her aim, it really is to find out what services does she want to provide. So by doing that occupational research, she'll be able to see whether it's psychology or counselling that is more relatable to her with what she is wanting to provide her clients. And these are those colleagues that she's considering at the moment. So it's getting a good understanding of each of the occupations to identify which one she is more aligned with in terms of her motivations, her interest, and also her career goals. So that's step one. Step two would then be to go and explore the program. So the degree structures for both counseling and psychology at the university that she wants to study at. So getting an idea of what courses, what subjects are involved in the counseling and also in psychology. And then step three, so she's done her homework, she's done her occupational research, she's then also gone and had a look at the program structure to see what's involved, what the time frame is going to be. Step three is then if she still has further questions about either psychology or counseling, she can then speak to a program coordinator for either of those programs within that university. So talking to the coordinator of the psychology undergraduate degree or the undergraduate degree for counseling for more in-depth information, because she will have done her homework by then, by first doing occupational research and then also having a good understanding of the actual program structure. So it really is a three-step approach: occupational research, understand the degree, the programs, and then seek further information from the coordinators from either or both of those programs.
Thank you so much, Jennifer, for that really great information. I think stepping it out like that would really help Carly to have a good understanding of her options. So be sure to listen to our other case studies for more examples of students investigating study and career options in psychology.